Well, that was a great number from My Fair Lady. I could have danced all night with the Johann Strauss Orchestra. Welcome back to the Jukebox. I have a very special guest on the line. Dance is so interesting. The ability to dance allows one to convey profound stories, evoke emotions, captivate audiences, and that is exactly what this festival will do now in October, just captivate their audiences. And it's my pleasure to welcome the co-founder and artistic director of Fall for Dance North, Ilter Ibrahimov, to the line. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Terrific to have you. And we're super excited about your upcoming festival. I want to just get started for our listeners who may not know Fall for Dance North. What inspired you to bring this incredible vision to Toronto?
So I used to live in New York City, and Fall for Dance Festival in New York has been around for about 21 years. It started in 2004. And I was a young agent and producer in the dance field at the time, and immediately fell in love with the concept of that festival: accessible tickets, diverse programming. It brought thousands and thousands of people into the theater to see dance. And when I moved to Canada in 2008, I started in Montreal. I was still a producer and agent in the dance world, but I was starting to curate for different festivals, and I thought, I miss Fall for Dance in New York. What if I was able to bring the project to Canada and started the Canadian version? So I proposed it to our friends in New York City at City Center, where I actually had the luxury to be a guest curator at Fall for Dance in New York. So I knew them well. And I said, we'd love to try to bring this to Canada and bring a, create a Canadian version. And I immediately thought about Toronto because I was living in Montreal, and there was a lot of big national, international dance happening in Montreal, but I knew some of those companies was not passing through Toronto.
Tell me a little bit about the 2024 programming highlights. What are some of the highlights? We start with Homecoming, right? September 26th, the Chrysalis.
Yeah, let's start with that. Yeah, exactly. It's our mixed signature program, as we call it, this year titled Homecoming. That program has three companies featured. National Ballet of Canada is part of it. They're back to our festival since 2019. They haven't been to our festival, so it's lovely to have them back on our stage. They're performing a duet called Islands by a young female Canadian choreographer, Emma Portner. And then we're bringing a company from Cuba, from Havana, Malpaso Dance Company.
Oh, that'll be energetic.
Very energetic, very energetic. And in fact, it's a piece that we co-commissioned with Toronto Metropolitan University's dance department a year and a half ago. So the piece will feature Malpaso's dancers from Cuba, as well as three recent grads from the university sharing the stage with this international company. So that's very special
Terrific.
for us.
And well, that's just the start. And dance, like all arts, is constantly evolving. And as I look at your program, I see you also have live screenings. So you're embracing technology. On September 9th, you have a short film series.
Yes, well, during the pandemic, as we all know, when we couldn't do live, on stage, we really heavily invested in filming dance. We even have a filmmaker in residence nowadays in our team. And our filmmaker in residence traveled to places like Cuba, like UK, like India to film for the festival.
Bringing all of this to Toronto for the audience to enjoy. Just fantastic. I'm just going to mention your website here for any listeners who want to get involved, want to get some tickets. Go to ffdnorth.com. So it's the letters FFD and then spelled out north.com. That is the website for Toronto's premier international dance festival. I'm speaking with the artistic director and co-founder, Ilter Ibrahimov. Let's go through some of the other highlights of your season today. October 1st, autobiography, I see V98, V99. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, for sure. Autobiography is a work by a very renowned choreographer from UK, Wayne McGregor. Some of your audiences might be a fan of the National Ballet, and he has done a lot of good work with National Ballet. So he's known to Toronto audiences. But we're bringing his own company from London. It's an exclusive Canadian engagement, so they're only coming to Toronto. And they're doing this work that actually marries dance and a bit of technology and AI. And the interesting part about this work is that every night the work reshuffles in a way that the sequence of the dance sections is different. So actually one show another to another, it's very different.
Very innovative. Well, that leads me to my next question. What trends do you see shaping the future of contemporary dance, both in Canada and globally? You had mentioned AI, of course. That's on so many people's minds today. Any big dreams for the future?
Big dreams. Well, that's a question that's a bit hard to answer, but I would say more integration of technology and dance and I would say more collaboration between different sort of art forms, you know, dance, music, visual arts, technology, you know, all of that coming together to create more crossover projects. Another thing I would say is today the dance training is more varied and more diverse. So you see young dancers coming out of programs like TMU and others around the world being a lot more capable of stepping into other styles of dance. These young dancers are not just focusing on, you know, contemporary modern ballet, but their training nowadays includes languages from, you know, West African forms and classical, you know, folkloric forms, like all sorts of forms and street styles. So today's young dancers are very diverse, very capable, and I think that's going to affect future, you know, dance creations and productions.
Ilter, it's been such a pleasure to hear your unique insights and the vision that you have behind Fall for Dance North. It's a festival that inspires, innovates, brings people together through the universal language of dance. So check it out. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Ilter Ibrahimov, the artistic director of Fall for Dance North. The website is ffdnorth.com. You can conveniently get your tickets there. Good luck to you and your crew, Ilter.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, next up, here's the Sabre Dance Buzz Brass Ensemble.